I'd like to welcome everybody out to this meeting. Do we have a volunteer from somebody who would like to give us their opening prayer?
Have love in our hearts for us, that we also
might. Thank you. All right, roll call. We'll just go around. Mark Cram.
Jody Haker.
Patrick Clark.
Steve Browning.
Robert Allen.
Theo Clarkson.
Sean Fox.
And also present is David Charity. He's up on assignment from the board. Approval of July's board meeting minutes. Did everybody did on the board did get those? If I get a chance to approve those. Okay.
Did you
get one? Did you get a copy of one though, right? Okay.
Are there any what about you, Jody?
Is that the one that has all the priorities, the list on it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Only question was that the washer and dryer not by August, and there was one more thing on that was not a priority yet. Other than that, was fine. Those are things we can later.
I move we approve the minutes.
Okay.
July meeting.
I'll go ahead and second that motion. All in favor? We don't need one of those. Financial report. Joey, you're going to be handing that out for Linda.
It's not a nightmare.
You can hand them out, but
okay.
No, I don't have a financial report for you. Just what she's got there.
I think handing out these financial reports are complicated enough that none of us look at them or read them or challenge them or make it so that it really means something. I try to do it after the meeting. But it's kind of a paper activity. It doesn't do really what
well, we went through that totally all last month. Yeah, I did the whole financial review on the 6 months. So right now we're still saying I do not have the updated QuickBooks yet from this month. Linda has not finished it yet. So where we were last month is where we are now, except for whatever entry she put in this month. We went through that thoroughly last month. I can't tell you what's in the bank right now. I don't have that information, that kind of thing that Linda usually provides.
Yeah, no sense in the world.
Yeah, we can pop that until we'll next meeting.
We'll wait for that report for our next meeting. Okay, ranch manager report. We're not going to have one this morning. We have...
We're just
going to skip that one right now. Moving right down into things. Pavilion. Davey's going to be working on a pavilion later on today at the Upper Ponds.
Do you need help?
He'll be back. I'm going to help put some holes in the ground for the pavilion. But I know he said he's got all the materials, so we're going to start putting several different smaller pavilions that somebody can use if they're at the ponds or something like that. They can get the family out of the shade and or in some shade while they're having some little family activities. Huh? Thanks, appreciate that. Next month we have our annual meeting. It is going to be on the second Saturday of the month like it normally is. I have that date? Have, I don't have that date.
September 8th.
At that meeting, we're going to be having some elections for our board vacancies. We'll be having some people there up for re-election time. Encourage everybody who wants to show up, participate, and put their input in also during these meetings. Bring all your family.
Are we going to do a potluck ready?
We have a lunch. Where are we on the agenda?
He's doing September board meeting, which is our annual.
Is that number 9?
That's six. Number C. That's
6. 6TD. 6TA. Front page, very bottom there.
6-6.
Hey, morning, Fred. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Where's the paperwork?
That would be good. We didn't do one last year, but do we want to do some kind of little barbecue or something, or some kind of potluck?
We do one every year.
Did we have one last year?
Yeah, I think Jim does supply a house.
We always have one.
You
did that on watermelon last year.
Oh, I take that back. Yes, right. That was that meeting.
And great salad.
Oh, my.
I'll make great
salad.
Yeah,
well, I'll be there. Yeah. So, yeah, let's do that.
The potluck lunch every day.
Potluck?
Potluck lunch. Why don't you just skip over the Title V?
Yeah, I skip over the Title V. I don't know anything that was going on with that right now because last time.
Because I haven't finished talking to Dirk.
Okay.
Yeah.
For next meeting.
I will continue that, but I have not yet.
We're going to have our election. Do we know right now we have Dale's rerunning.
Shauna
and Dave are rerunning.
Again, I wonder why Linda hasn't shared with all of you. Who has applied?
She only put a few on the list. I just read it yesterday. She did make a list. It's on my email. On her email, she just sent out. And it does have a few that she says she has 10 more that she didn't have. That she's going
did they make it by the deadline? Did they make it by the deadline?
I think that's what she was waiting for, was the deadline.
A bunch of them who that some reason but they didn't.
It was 14 days ago.
That were nominated. There were five that were nominated that said they're not going to do it. Okay.
There were five that have not answered her letter yet. And
then she said she had
Robert Allen and Bob Hortog have accepted nominations. So right now there are five people, five names on the proposed ballot. Shauna, Dave, me, Robert, and Hartog.
I think there's one more.
Well, there may be.
That's the only one she had on the list.
Yeah, I don't think that list she just sent was complete yet. We're going to get together Monday and do the print and get the envelope stuff to mail out. So she'll have that list by this weekend, by Sunday night. Yeah. And she's got to do the printing.
Monday.
Yeah.
She's going
to
mail them out.
So she'll
Monday.
Probably email them to all of us on Monday.
Okay. The next item here is, so we have like 5 to 7 people who are going to be running and have ballots for this next meeting. So this next item says agenda items, and I'm going to think that's what I told her. I said I had some things I wanted to talk about. I do believe that's what she put down there. We have done just recently a whole bunch of needed brush hog help with special thanks and help from Chris. We've done this entire well field, which includes behind the two houses here. We've mowed the inside of the ranch house area here, done a lot of weeding. We've mowed around.
I can only write.
We have mowed around cabin 6, 7, and 8 on the fire pit and up just a ways up on the airstrip a little bit. We've completely mowed around the three ponds, and we mowed out the Meadow Canyon willows. rose bushes and majority of all of the rabbit brush and sagebrush. There's some things that need to be addressed that I've noticed while doing all these things. The well field, we mowed this thing down here because we got plans to plant seed in that area to see if we can grow some new kind of crop. We need to...
Should have, Katie, isn't that what we talked about when we were talking about?
Did Ray check that out last month, over the month? What seed we should be planting?
That was Ben.
Yeah, okay, so is he checking that?
But we need to get right on that thing right away. We need to also secure the well field when we plant this from the cattle and horses. The fence needs to be gone around and fixed entirely. I noticed we talked about the in the well field the well area where the cattle are standing on the well. Yes, we need to put a small fence around that to keep them off of that, and the fence around the pump house itself needs this basic simple fence installed around that to keep unwanted people out of there. Yeah, there you go. You can take this later. Just go mark this item. You can hop in this later. We need to also put a small fence around the vault at cabin number 6, and we also need to finish the vault itself. We got winter fast approaching us, and we need to. That thing's totally exposed. We can freeze up and shut down all the water to headquarters. So that needs to be done. There's a fence needs to be installed around the upper cabin springs. Road repair at the upper cabins. Need some serious shovel work. Maybe even talk to Larry about a quick backhoe work up there. The road, we've had a lot of rain this last week that I've been up here, and it's starting to cross the roads going into the cabin.
Can I ask you a question? Did that road get fixed going up to cabin 3 and 4 where that water line was showing?
Yes. Did that get fenced up? It did not get covered up, but it got fenced off so people can stop riding on it.
Okay.
I took care of that on Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay. No, I did that on Saturday. So that was one of our assignments, and it's now done.
People still need a little dirt on it, right?
We still need dirt to cover the water line from breaking it. But the road, before we lose that on that hillside, that road needs to be fixed. We don't need a big gully created there. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot of tree rubbish that Paul was instructed a long time ago to get out of this well field. Now this well field's all cleaned up. It needs to be finished, cut up for wood or thrown to the ditch for erosion control. There's a lot of overhanging trees on this old well field road through here. You probably noticed when you drove through this morning, it's getting kind of tight even for your car, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did think
of that going through.
Yeah, it is getting tight. The upper pond culverts, if anybody's been up there, all the culverts that are on that road around the upper ponds are all silted in, so the water is crossing the road and it's going to take them out. So some shovel work now would eliminate some major dirt work done by Larry later, or one of the Larrys later, or somebody.
And Larry Meltzer is going to be gone in Alaska for the next few months.
Okay.
Just so you know.
It's good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get after some firewood for our winter situations. We've got, are we going to keep a couple cabins open this winter? Try the lower ones again?
7 and 8.
Well, we don't have any wood yet. Gmail.
There are some logs on it.
There's a lot of good stuff. Somebody started chopping the site a long time ago. They called it a long time ago. They're on the west end of the corrals by the loading chute. We was going to drag them around to the back side here, but we ran out of time. Let's see. Hodge pickup needs the bed replaced on it. Jody found the taillight for it the other day going into town.
Oh,
it is cracked up so bad and it's slipped from the vibrations going up down the track, the road here.
Okay.
The bed, it's, if you look at it now, it's got a strap on the back holding the bed together.
So the taillight's in perfect shape.
Yeah. It's up KTM right now.
Well, I have a truck that, as a utility truck, I'm trying to. Let me sell the carburetor off of it. Grant wants to have it here. I'm trying to find another carburetor to put back on it that has the utility side so they can carry the tool again. Anyway, that's what we're working on. I'm trying to get that one.
Okay. So if you guys, well, while you're looking at that, if anybody comes up with any other ideas, too, throw us up some quick emails or something, and we need to make a move on this because our vehicles are important. Sent to tire issue on the Kubota twice, and I got reflecting back and thinking about Paul's emails to us on how he had to go blow out the radiator because it could all plug up and overheat. I'm willing to bet you that if you take a straw and blow Ryan's as hard as you can through the straws, you'd get more air out of that than our little compressor we have here. All we have here for a compressor is a little tiny pancake air compressor, and it's supposed to maintain our equipment here. So, with that in mind, I would like the approval to pick up a compressor at Lowe's or Home Depot. I got a commercial account, and that can get a different.
That we do that. That would get that compressor.
That would help us in our closing of the cabins when we winterize. We can blow out the airlines properly. I don't think we've been able to blow the airlines out at all. We think we've been blowing them out, but I don't think we have. So,
I think there was a compressor here before.
There used to be a gas compressor.
I don't know where it is.
There was a gas compressor, and I could not find one anywhere.
So where are we getting a gas?
We should ask Grant first before we buy one, but... Or did you already know? Do you already know from him if we have it? Is it gone?
I'm pretty positive. I'll be checking. I'm supposed to know with Grant a little later on.
Okay.
And I will follow through with that. And I will go ahead and pick that up, and then I'll just let Linda reimburse me for that. No objections. I'll just go ahead and do that one.
I motion.
I second.
All right. All in favor? Just the gas one that you can, it has a couple wheels on it. You can pick it up and pull it around. That we can put in the back of the truck when we have a tractor go down, and so forth.
Okay.
Did
you vote on that one?
Yeah.
Then you go to vote.
We had a motion, we had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We've talked about the Metal Canyon Road before, over and over again. It is imperative we get some gravel on it. We're in monsoon season. We need to get some kind of gravel on there ASAP. Not just because I put my truck in the ditch. But it's bad. It's really bad. So
can we still get some from
I would like to see
pizza,
I would like to see about what's it gonna take to some of that cinder from up your place.
It's available.
We won't have to process it, and if Alan thinks he's gonna be using all that gravel he's got produced.
Again, we've been kind of experimenting. Many of you drive the road from the Red Reservoir to my place. We use cinders, and there's been no mud or rutting at all for 2 years.
Huh?
So it seems to be working.
It's been longer than that. 3 years.
What?
It was 3 years ago we put that down.
3 years. And so it seems to be working. It would be less expensive than gravel. I think it's not as good as gravel. But on that native soil, it seems to be doing a good job. I also put... probably 10 loads over in slide canyons that some of you can drive on. And you see where this last store, the cart was picking up clay until they hit that cinders, and then they stopped, and then they went on in. But you'll see by your place, that intersection over there. And I would think if it's lighter to haul, I had Alan Steed haul that up in pipeline.
It's easier to spread, I think.
And we hauled the other with Mark's dump truck, and it's easy to spread and work with.
Well, why don't we put the cinders in first? Then if we need more gravel, we could put a little gravel on top.
That's definitely the same soil, native soil, that he's got in pipelines and getting stuff in Metal Canyon. So that's definitely
that's
the,
right.
That's
right.
The nasty clay.
Right.
What is
price wise?
Larry's schedule.
I would think something $3 a yard or a ton or whatever they want to measure it with. To see how that connects there. I have the lease on it, and the state, on our own roads, we can probably do it without paying the state a lease. They want a $25,000 deposit, without hesitating to give them. But one of these days, we may need to do that. I may need to do that. I mean, there should be some charge on the cinders coming out.
So $3 a ton, that should be how to go by ton. That's cheap.
See what it is. Is
Larry going to be around for a little while, or is he back from Alaska, or what?
He comes back this Thursday.
Can you have him get a hold of me, and maybe the three of us can talk or something like that, and then we can put something out to the board on email status and see what we can do? Because we need to get something rolling, because we don't need to keep wrecking up that road and creating maintenance like we had in the past.
Put sideboards on that dump truck of yours to get another 12 inches higher.
Larry owns that now, but when he pays me for it.
Oh.
Not mine. Larry made a deal there, but that was a year ago. My last item here I have around here is I would like to retire this flag we've got hanging in our entryway here. It's torn, it's faded, it needs to be retired.
Replace?
I would like to replace it and get a new flag and two. So, somebody.
I motion that we get a new flag to put up.
Somebody,
and
somebody,
I'll second the motion and I'll bring the flag.
You'll bring the flag? Okay, I appreciate that. And you'll take care of the proper disposal of the. Okay. So, that's the items I wanted to throw out there, right quick, just for stuff I've noticed. I've been up here for the last 10 days working, so I wanted to just throw those quick items out there for everybody.
Well, I think you're going to be complimented for the job that you've done.
Thank you.
The equipment you moved and the made the range look better, more alive. Now we've just got to do some things to get people here to enjoy.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of you guys, Chris Church here helped me out do the majority of the stuff you see around the headquarters, a lot of stuff here too. He's been a great asset to the ranch for helping. So thank you a lot for that.
Roads, may I make a report?
Yes, please do.
I met with the BLM.
Oh, yes.
On the Slide Canyon Road.
Yes.
That has been neglected for 10 years. And break some mirrors off your truck. And so we have a crew over there widening that road, taking the trees and so forth off. I think it's looking very good. They've only done about half of it. They were in there last week and this week. Might be in there next week to get it all the way down. Once we get the trees, and by the way, they're putting all the slides and limbs over in the wash to stop erosion. Very pleased with the way it looks. Someone had been in the last two or three years and cut out the trees. We're cleaning up most of that too.
Oh, thank you.
some of the slides have been put in piles, and when it snows, we'll come in and burn those piles slash and get rid of them. So it should be in much better shape next year. We can't move the dirt yet. The BLM objects to us doing any equipment work in there. However, the county said they have a right of way to make the improvements. And after we get the stuff out of the way, we'll see what we put a piece of equipment in and clean the rest and widen the road, actually. That's what I'd like to do. We may also put one of Phil Hall's big 5-foot culverts on the both ends of that road. Right now, it dips down, so RVs cannot go through without dragging their tail. So if we do put those two big culverts in, then there's two places where the stream crosses the road or goes in the road back out. We'll move that channel up out of the road so that the cars will not need to go down in the stream bed.
How are you going to move that channel? Because I couldn't figure out. You should put a big blockage on that side of the road because it comes right in and wipes out that side of the road.
There would be lined with bigger rocks to turn the water.
Get that water.
Yeah, I think it should be done.
Okay.
And take that sharp kink out of it.
Yeah, it's really
so I'd like to move a big deal. We've got 150 lots over on that side, and the people claim that they can't get in and out.
Off the record, we've only moved that road. I fixed that road probably 3 times.
I know that.
Really.
Yeah, you guys
that's
went in and with the equipment and with the saws.
Don't say that.
The question is the BLM or the county footing the bill for these, the crew going in? They won't. How are they being compensated?
Dale's been taking care of that personally.
Thank you, Dale.
Eventually, DSROA may take care of it. It's not the issue of the present side. We need to get the road open, in, and no funds or supervision to do it. So,
so it's the BLM and the monument that's stopping it?
The BLM, well, it's still under county control. It is not under BLM. It's not under Section 5. And so the county could approve us doing what we're doing. However, the only thing we're doing right now is cutting cedar posts and firewood under a BLM permit. So we're not really doing anything on the county, doing anything on that. So we're cutting cedar posts and firewood. Now,
that's the official term.
Again, some of you may not see the wood pile. It's in Pipeline Canyon, and you may want to buy some firewood for the cabins, because I've got enough size of that cabin. So, that, Joey, may be a way that we pay for some of the labor that's going on out there, is what the ranch wants to cut their own firewood if they want to buy it from us.
Who's cutting it? Can we just, how much do they want to charge it for?
He's paying them by the hour right now.
By the hour.
And they're really pushing hard. These guys know how to make chainsaw
well,
things.
I know,
so.
It's good. So I'm saying,
amazing.
How much do you think we should pay them? I mean, how much do you think it would take them to bring get us in? How many cords do we have to have when you stand here?
You have decided.
You probably need 10 for the ranch house. And are we keeping it at each cabin?
I think we should. None of this is split, however. I don't know who has a splitter. Do you? It may be that our ranch manager could run your splitter and split it for me and you and everybody we have. It is not split. But there's going to be many, many, many cords of wood. Can be used.
Well, can you get us a figure for how much for a cord of wood is going to be?
Is it 150? Is it 200?
I don't
know. A cord of
wood.
No. It's about 145 is what we pay in town. That's what
That's split.
And I pay for $145.
So that's split.
That's split.
And if we're buying it not split, what can we get it for? What's a fair price? Can you find out in town what it's going for?
Well, I know what it's going for. They couldn't find it in my office. So I said nobody has paid me not split. I think I paid about $100, I think, for one that was not split.
Do you have a splitter? Might be able to rent or buy that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll
Move on. Let's really consider that really heavily. Because whatever happens with the ranch manager needs, there can be a lot of stuff going on anyways, and that's something we might want to look at. If it's all cut ready to go anyhow. But yeah, thanks Dale for getting on that slide panel project. We appreciate that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring it out and just put the wood and I'll put it on my camera.
Good deal.
All right. Anything else on that area before we move on? All right. Ben's not here, so we're not going to talk about the wildlife or agriculture. Oh, unless you know something from him.
Well, we talked to the board, and I'm not sure that they listen. We need some fixing done.
Yeah.
There's 20 longhorn cows in my front yard. And they're getting out of the forest.
They're
a Forest Service decides to trespass. They're not going to trespass duck hunts. They're going to trespass deer spring.
They're on the forest. Serious.
It's not a joking matter. Cows don't understand property lines.
I watch these cattle jump the fence.
Hold it. I don't think everybody's ignoring anything. I think Ben spent time out here with Doug Hunt last week, 2 weeks ago, and they went through the whole ranch to determine what was needed, and I know Button's working on it. So does Ben not have a plan in place? Is the plan not being worked?
I
think they're working it, aren't they? Is it... What else do we need to do?
No, Taylor is not doing anything, and Ben is not doing anything.
Ben was out here. I was here with him.
I know. They did it. They talked about it.
So no fencing has been started on it?
I see some new fence over here by Linda Alderman's road. Beautifully done.
So I'm going to take this.
Okay.
Taylor Button did, 500 or 600 or 1,000 feet. There's a half mile on each end of us. They're still open. So
we need to get with Ben and see where the status is.
That's
the
plan.
Well, I think we need to immediately walk off that that meadow canyon.
Somebody needs to either ride a horse or walk down meadow canyon and find out where those cows. Daniel put them in 3 times last week. And before he got back up the cabin, they followed him.
Well, they follow. They're followers.
Big white black face with white shield. She loves it up there. She leaves all the others like that.
I just hope they behave in the parade next time.
Yeah.
They would follow us around with the tractor while we're up there doing the mowing because they go through all that free cut. They don't have to pull on that. They're making. They're putting on some good weight following the tractor around.
What's called grazing?
I'd rather be there than on the flight.
When was that? Breaker Hustle. When was that?
Yesterday.
They just moved him out of there.
I shot at him, but I didn't hit him, so.
That's not recording, right?
It is recording.
Yeah.
They were hauled back
last Sunday. I met with Brinkerhoff. I met with Brinkerhoff here Saturday, and he did find them. We did verify that they were his, and they came Sunday and hauled them out.
I've got a question. Right there, where you cross, in, right before we turn into your place, is a cattle guard. Right after that, the fence broke down through that fence, through that tractor, there was a whole herd of cattle right there, this side of that cattle guard, and they all ran.
And I would say if they're on this side, that puts them in the Lickwash Valley, and that's going to put them right up the canyon, going right up into Crawford.
Yeah, I saw them go right
there. Well, that's where the fence is down.
Well, it could be one of many places, but I don't think there. We really need to go on the fence campaign. With the mowing that I've done up in the meadow, it's easy to check all that fencing out now and verify it. But I think once we have a fence up, Hunt's supposed to maintain it according to contract.
Mm-hmm.
So does Mark send an email and say get on the fences? Is that how we
will do that.
Or find out where we're at on it.
Yeah.
Whatever discussion they had last week or...
Well, will Ben be up here? In a week. Right.
He'll be here the 17th, 18th for our family reunion.
Okay.
Right.
Well, he could look at it maybe. He's all the
time. I'll call Ben and get on that one.
And then he'll talk to Dale about priority. Or how do we know?
Yeah.
Just help the skeleton start.
No, I think you're right. From what we talked about earlier, he needs to check. We need to find out. Dale's identified where Button left short fence by a couple hundred feet, a couple hundred yards. And they're probably going up and around that.
Up above the red ribbon.
So that's probably what we need to just extend that out a little bit and so forth. But we definitely seriously need to control these cattle a little bit more.
Well, we seriously need to just get into realms of our contract with UGG and get that done.
We need to have this done by a certain time.
Yes, we have to the end of the year.
When I get back to town on Monday, I'll call Brinkerhoff also. I'll call Brinkerhoff and tell him his cattle are back. They're spotted over in Crawford. It means they'll be at the ponds here right shortly.
Whose responsibility is that for neighbors' cows? Do we have to fence the whole ranch to keep them out and out?
Or is it
they have some responsibility?
They should have some responsibilities. I've always been a firm believer in that.
Isn't Utah law fence them out?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Utah law fence them out.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's really not the case. The way to do it is for two ranchers to get together.
Yep.
And cooperatively take care of the fences between them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're fencing out too, they're open grazing on our property. That should be some income we should get.
Right, right.
Well, no, everybody's allowed to cheat.
Never.
Hmm?
All right, every member's allowed to chew cattle.
I know, but Brinkerhoff doesn't own any.
Oh.
Lots?
You like, make sure that there's only two hands that Dave saw. So there's not 25 hands that they called out Sunday.
Okay. Down two to four head. Yeah, that one's in the over here. Okay.
Yeah, because they could have been
out. Okay, I'll make that phone call when I get back into civilization tomorrow. For Monday. All right. Anything else on from the wildlife or anything, and agriculture? I know I'll talk to Ben about we got to get moving on this grass deal.
Hunt's coming up. We got the hunt coming up. We got to have an all stress testing lined up.
Okay.
Let's spray the cord close to orange.
That works.
I think it starts September.
All right.
What? Just goes on our list and see what happens.
Well, we're going to follow through with this.
Never had to go on the list again.
Okay.
All right. So thanks for reminding us on that. We just need to verify on all perimeter accesses, the roads that it needs to be posted that this is private property. We need them over. I'll check on the way over into Johnny Brown. I'll be doing some serious four wheeling.
Why don't we put on the sign? Let's put, what is it Murray does?
Guides.
Guide and hunting only. That's what we should put on that. Guide and hunting only. There will be somebody shooting, but because Larry takes on certain things, so you should put guided hunts only. And that way, people know they can't come on like their own guide. And so if you do see somebody on the hunt, they might be on it. That's one of Larry's guys.
I'll review all the access points and see what's up there between today and tomorrow. We'll be doing some writing night about my family up here, so I'll see what we can find out and do and get that. We'll find some signage, and if there's no signs, do we have my privilege to go ahead and get some signs whipped up real quick?
Yeah.
So I can have those, I can bring those up for the Olympics.
To say what?
To say not hunting.
Guided hunt only, private property.
So if they show up with a guide, they're okay to hunt.
True.
And if you say guided only, then that's what that means.
That's true. Well,
that's very true.
No trespassing, no.
Authorized
guided
hunting.
Yeah.
Say DSR, guided hunts only.
Well,
then
we'll want
somebody else to do that.
No, I think he's got it. Authorized hunts only. Authorized guided hunting only.
Permission, by written permission or something.
They had those almost even out in hunting by permission from owner only. And what happens when with that if a warden sees you out there hunting? And he pulls you over, and you do not have. Oh, by the way, this is this Prince property right here. Where's your letter from somebody with a phone number I can call and verify you right now? They go to jail.
Cool. Put them in jail.
So I'll come up with that one. Hunting by permission from owner only.
Can a member give permission? We don't have the right to even give a permission to hunt. I mean, that's under the state of Utah. We can't give permission.
On our ranch, we can. In addition to the fact that they have to have a state permit.
Yeah, they come here to hunt on the Pontagon, which expands over to the Coral Pinks. Is a special permit anyways, but they cannot still come on this property if we post it up.
Right.
If we post it, they cannot still come here. Even if they do get that limited draw from the Ponce account. So
on private property, they can't without permission of the owner.
Well, this would be Deer Springs. DSROA would be private property,
right.
Period.
Right.
The entire boundaries of the ranch.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. They can't hunt on private property.
I'll come up with that verbiage, and I'll get something posted up there.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Next item, Water Resources Management. Dale, what kind of report you got for us right now? Let me throw something out there. We did find some serious water thieves, and they've been apprehended at the Meadow Canyon. So,
water?
What?
Water thieves. And killed. Yes.
What were they?
The willows.
Oh.
I've actually sat there on our property after killing the willows and watched our spring level rise within the day.
Are you kidding?
No, those things do draw a lot of water. And from what even I tried to finish yesterday, it was so much muddier from the day before just because the water is coming to the surface. This will help flow more water into our ponds, which will outflow will be increased coming down this way, down the river. So I wanted to report the water thieves, big water thieves, have been apprehended and killed.
So we're legal here at Deer Springs, aren't we?
Go ahead, Dale.
I don't have any special reports. I still strongly feel that the Meadow Canyon Springs project should go forth.
I thought it was.
I've been discouraged by three or four people's negative input on the thing. And so I'm not sure where we are on moving on that.
Talk to us.
We've been through this a couple months ago. You have the right and the permission to go on and get the sources checked. We already granted that and make weekly reports, so I don't know why there's confusion on it. It's all in the minutes that we had, 4 months ago now. We're just, we're waiting on you.
You had an engineer and somebody come out to expect that. But that's off of Phil Hall. He said he talked with you out there, too. He talked about that, and he thinks it might be a bad deal. That's what Phil said. He said you might just end up dumping $50,000 into something to find out it's not going to be suitable for what we need.
There are others that have their negative input. I'm not that interested in spending a lot of money if there's still people that are whining and wanting to do it in a different way.
Okay, moving on.
Just like the upper cabins, that system needs to be worked.
It needs to be replaced.
Maybe until it's condemned or until the real estate puts treasure on, then Deer Springs think they can get by with it like it is. And if the pipeline ever gets buried or is that done right, then there's going to be a real crisis in needing to spend thousands of dollars instead of us doing some things when they should be done, some want to go a different direction. And so I'm not anxious to move forward on this if there are still people that are questioning and doubting.
We have guidelines that we set to go on that project to move forward, so when those are met, we go on. But now we're talking critical issues here. We need to bring this up. I was here when the water, what's his name, Mike, from the water testing came down. Is that his name, Mike? Come on, asshole. Anyway, we have a bigger problem, and, you know, like, the cabin water is fine. It's okay. We're approved by the state to run it. We're not a state-approved source, but we are approved to run it as it is because we have the minimum hookup set is under the guidelines of what they give us. But when he was down in there checking the well, the thing in the ground.
The vault.
Yeah, the vault. I didn't want to bring it out, but we're going to bring it out because it needs to be noted now. He looked at that and three times said, you are waiting for failure here. We have things that the pipes in there are held up, that size tubing, the metal, is held up by wood that's being blocked against the wall. This is our main water source here I'm talking about. This is not the upper cabin. He said we are just waiting for failure up here. So I think before we start sending any ranch money going into another water source, we better fix up what we've got.
I agree.
So I think we need to start sending some attention, taking attention to that.
Part of the overall proposal that I've made repeatedly, that Deer Springs needs $200,000 or $300,000 to improve what they've got and to move to a better thing.
I think we can do this all within budget. I think we're doing very well on that. I don't know that we need $200,000 or $300,000, but it's something that we need to address and look at and make a plan.
The board needs to make a decision whether you're right or whether I'm right.
I think the membership needs to make that decision, but...
No, that's what we're here for, Jim.
Yeah,
well,
we have the membership.
You know, we have to do the research on it, but when you're talking that much money, the membership has to be involved.
That's right.
Yeah, but
we need to do the research, and we need to get the plans.
We need to come up with a...
annual meeting to ask the members to make that decision. See? Mm-hmm. We have annual meetings, and we...
Well, we have no plan to present to them, do we?
I don't know, do
we? No. If we did, we should talk about it at the board meetings.
Will you come up with it? Well, Dale's already come up with a plan.
Yeah, we have a plan. We can talk about that afterwards, too.
Yeah, moving right along. Moving
on.
Okay. Ranch activities. Shauna.
Okay. We are having the Olympics. What's that? This is the third annual Olympics. We're starting at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. I'm not doing this. So there will be some people who spend the night. We're going to have... This is the list. We're going to do on Saturday, August the 25th. We have the early bird sale at the Upper Pond. For anybody who wants to get up early, last time nobody got up early. I was there, even though it was raining. Anyway, and it's just there'll be prizes for the first fish, but the biggest fish, the most fish catch. 8 o'clock, we want to have breakfast here. We have a cake eating contest.
9:30 we have a four-wheel trail ride. Bring your own four-wheelers. Ride loops around the ranch. We haven't got that trail done yet, so I'm just going to ask Brent about it. Been talking about getting that motorcycle four-wheeler trail along the side of the road where they've been slashing and cutting those trees, but we don't have quite yet. Okay. Shooting contest will be out to the shooting for the windmill. Used to be that we have a shooting range, and I'll put some more straw bales back out. I scattered my straw bales.
No, we stacked them all up.
No, they're scattered all over. There's some still here.
A whole bunch of them. We stacked them up.
That's because Brayton took some of them, brought them up here, but I had them out on the shooting range.
Oh.
And now all those have been scattered by whoever. BLM, somebody.
Just a thought. All these different activities going on here. Everybody's going to drive clear out there for the shooting range. What about down in our wash right here?
You can do that. Dangerous.
It's closer by, so we don't have to all travel, you know, that far over there.
That's a good idea. When I get here, we'll post it up and say it's that.
Because we can walk right down to the wash right here to the lower gate.
Sure.
And shoot right into the bank, the hillside there.
That's a good. Let's do it that way. So bring our own, bring some targets. Okay.
Your email on. I'll do that.
Call me, tell me, put an email in. I got thousands every day on email. I go to Linda's now, and if you guys don't put it out to Linda, I don't get any. So, we said we didn't want to have 50,000 emails, but I've been. I should have come back to Linda, but I didn't see it. Sorry. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I want you to help. Okay, I want you to help. That would be awesome. Because we're going to do the Moses slingshot there, whatever anybody wants to do. Okay, on 12:30, we have a lunch here. We'll get watermelon. But everybody else brings their own. Just bring your own lunch. We'll have four eat here together.
Okay.
We'll play at the cornhole game and horseshoes and things that are right here. And you have volleyball stuff over here. At 3 to 5:30, we're going to do a preparedness there and demonstration. So anybody that wanted to help do that, we'll set up the tables. Some people can bring their own tables to set them up, but these are all suggested. Things, some of those will be already presented, but if somebody wants to do presentations, they came out really nice last year. We will have those here. We will be doing one for sure on the wild, edible, and medicinal plants here at Deer Springs Ranch. That was happiness for the people there. There'll be a lot of open. At 6 o'clock, we will have our dinner. We'll have the chili cook-off. And we've had some awesome chili.
Oh,
and we
okay.
will do, we'll bring cornbread and desserts.
Okay.
Just bring to do that. And then, well, those that want to hang out, we're going to have a talent show about 7:30. So.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun activity. I'll drive all night, but I'll be here. Alright.
I have a question.
Yes.
Linda asking what she's sending out on email, is she asking people to give a response? Do you think you might be able to come to give you all an idea of how many pancakes to make, how many watermelons to buy? I looked at it and I thought, you want me to respond and say we think we might be there, but it'd be a good idea for
if we had a number, it'd be great. But here's what happened. I don't really care because I mean, bring a big thing of pancake grease and it's real easy to whip it up. Okay?
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
how many
it's a good idea to have an idea. How many might show up?
Yeah. Because I thought I liked it. Now, last year we were going to come down, but it rained so bad we couldn't get down.
It was raining.
So I just, as I say, just an idea. What's a roundabout figure? Who thinks they might be coming?
No, I'd like to know because I'm hoping that people would respond to, like, the preparedness. Mm-hmm. If they tell me that or they say, yeah, I want to present this or I want to do whatever, I'll put a display out for that.
Otherwise, you're shooting in the dark because you don't really know.
I don't know how many.
Tell people will come on down or nothing comes.
I don't know. Well, there will be for sure something guaranteed. But
there may be some of us come down with one pancake.
There will be some of us
somebody here. So it will happen. It will happen, but it would be nice to know.
That's what I'm saying. I know Linda put out two times a reminder about this, and I think maybe if she does another real quick one this week, just, you know, if you think you might be able to come, just let us know how, you know, if you might be able to attend.
I think that's a great idea.
And then you might have an idea, you know,
for an RSVP.
Good suggestion.
Okay. So we'd like to have an RSVP if you possibly can.
If you have an idea.
Okay.
And then if people know others are coming, well, you know what, they're coming. I might want to come too because it might be a lot of fun. There'll be people here.
Good idea.
And they encourage to bring their families and friends too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Experience the family setting that we have here.
Absolutely.
Great.
So ask Linda if she would do that in her next email.
She's sending out tomorrow. Jody, if you talk to her, and I don't, would you suggest that to her?
Oh, and that?
Mm-hmm. She's sending out that.
Mm-hmm.
She's sending out the voting ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I know that is that part of the... Well, that's the one that's going out by mail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she can email, too. She can email and mail. So she sends them.
I saw an email when I went to town this last week, something about they wanted me to put a president's message in something. When is I supposed to get that out by? I haven't had internet up here.
Yeah, that would be Monday.
It'd be Monday? Okay. Okay, I'll be putting that up. I'll get that in.
I think that's included in that.
Something like, you know, there's going to be a drawing for the families that show up. You know, put your name in. You know, people like free things.
Yeah.
That'd be a drawing for the families that come. It doesn't have to be big time.
No. I'd like a New Deer Springs ball cap.
There you go.
He forgot his today, so, you know, yeah.
That could be some interesting drawings. Good idea. Thank you for that input.
Okay. Door prices, that's what it's called.
Moving on there, other things? Anything else about the elections or anything during that meeting?
No, I think we've already pretty much got that.
Okay.
The election September 8th. I'm just going to get all that sent out, so we should be, yeah.
All right, so anything else from you, Shauna? We're moving?
That's
all right. Then let's move on into facilities, cabin maintenance, Dave Turley.
Oh, wait. We need to talk about number two, the annual meeting agenda.
Oh, we do need that. And we also need the activities of the annual meeting, which we're really not going to do. It's going to be a luncheon.
We know it's going to be a luncheon.
So, yeah, and potluck lunch, and all the members are used to, like, the ranch used to supply the meat. Mm-hmm. You know how many cooks, you know how many meat. So we're just going to have vegetables. We have veggies and desserts.
You know, it doesn't matter. Potluck is potluck. They don't have to have meat. It's at lunchtime.
It's whatever anybody wants to bring. If it's
bring health, bring beef.
Grape salad or grape salad or whatever it was. And
right. We kind of probably need to let them know that. Maybe that'll go in the letter.
Bring pasta salad.
There's no meat will be provided. Bring your own cow.
Well, we got Breaker Hops cattle. We can, I can go.
Well, there you go. Go pick up a couple. Get a pig going.
We will not be eating Longhorn. We'll eat Breaker Hops cattle.
Breaker Hops will be served.
For gravy.
I'll put that in your letter for them. Those cattle aren't off. They're going to be served at our next meeting. And we need to talk about the agenda.
What time are you going to start? What time will that meeting take place?
It is at 10 o'clock. It starts at 10, lunch is at, it's over, and everything's done at 8 noon.
That sounds good to me, 10 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Lunch at noon. And right following that, we'll have our board meeting right after lunch.
Mm-hmm. Give out the prizes for the Olympics on that day.
All right. Anything else in that section there needs to be covered? We'll make sure to let them get that out there. Everybody, then we'll start at 10 a.m. sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be you? Will you take care of that?
Yeah.
Make sure Linda knows that.
Okay. What else do we have? What else do we need to have? What do we need to vote on? Anything on that manual?
Well, if we, I think there's some things there that.
We'll
prepare some things to talk about to the members at that point. Some things we need to talk about, and so I'll, yeah.
And we'll need to know that before the minutes are made, so within the next couple weeks.
Yes.
Before the agenda's made.
Yes. We'll get together as a board, current board, and see then what kind of things we need to put together, and I'll plan on having a talk with the members as they're here. Yes. Okay. Anything else in that area? Then let's move into facilities, cabin maintenance, Dave Turley.
I measured cabin 4 yesterday, so I can get a test. I have that list on panels, and I get them up.
Yep. Is it 2 weeks or a week?
2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think it was a week.
When I'm doing the pavilion then, I don't think I'll have enough time. Maybe I'll bring the panels down.
Okay, so you shoot for pavilion then?
Yeah,
okay.
I would like to. So that was my next item. I looked at the areas along the pond and finally saw the gravel that was put down for the one. And I think we decided it was too far away.
Yeah.
So bring it closer and maybe bring it and put it near where that clump of willows is still
kind of blocking.
Well, and I don't know if we're going to take them out, take those willows out.
I don't know what we can do. Any suggestions there, Dale, what we can do with that whole area? I mean, the ponds, really, if you haven't looked at them lately, are willowing in bad. They're getting a lot of, to me, it's almost like we need to get an excavator in here to dig it back up, open up the ponds a little bit more, pull everything back out. At the same token, that stuff's going to have to be hauled away and dumped in a wash somewhere.
Out to dry. Anyway.
It'd be hard to dry it and burn it because it's going to be a lot of mud. There's a lot of stuff, the growth that's in those ponds. It'd be almost impossible to fish in there. That's the way I look at it.
Well, you know, that big, what's Logan has that? That's big, yeah. Is that what it is?
Trackhole.
Big trackhole can be down in there and pull that. Through.
Right.
We've got to have to drain the pond.
I mean, no, we're not going to drain it.
I've already looked at my pictures. I can email them to you. And I think probably start with the lower pond right where the fire pit is.
Where everybody hangs out anyway.
It's near the water, area of the park. The middle pond, it would have to be across the... have to be on the west side of the road. There really isn't another spot, but I'm sure the idea, my idea is to have it close enough that whoever's there can see the ponds to watch kids or people fishing or at least be close enough. Whereas the gravel on the upper pond, it was too far away to be close enough. And that was the original idea, whoever's idea was, to keep it far enough away from the pond that it was a separate group. And so I think we should have it closer. And so we'll put one up. There are 17 planks, and they're, I can't remember how long they are. I have it written down. But anyway, there are enough of the boards that were used for the fencing, which would, the idea was to put those up.
Oh, that's
around the frame of the cedar posts that go up.
Okay, so we need some. Have you looked at these cedar posts up here? Is there tall enough cedar posts right here?
No, that's what we have to figure out.
Hey. Let me get a straight understanding here. So you were not planning to do that today?
I don't know.
Okay, because we had Chris and Mark
yeah.
both
out. Well, we can. Let's do it today. No,
sure. We got Chris and Mark both out.
Well, if you want to do it in a couple of weeks, if you do want to do it in a couple of weeks.
I'd rather put the holes in today and put the holes in before we get done today. What, my idea was to have finished by the time the Olympics are done, are happening, so these people that are here can see them and we can put them.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then so I hope to pick the tables underneath it because my other fear is if we have cows in there, the cows are going to eat those shaves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm just saying if we could do it today, back. I don't have to be back till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I'm good.
It wouldn't take as long to throw that auger on the tractor and run over and punch some holes real quick.
I got it. I'll go see my friends.
Okay. Moving right along, so we've got pavilions, and we'll start with one and see how it goes, and hopefully do the other, just put two more up there, and then however it goes, they're not going to be that expensive, and I think they'll be fabulous. I would suggest also not related to cabins and facilities, but because of yesterday, the iPass coming up going 5 miles an hour and wouldn't move over. I was behind him, and he wouldn't move over, and I thought, she's probably from a different country. Well, when we came up here and was asking for directions, looking for, wouldn't it be a good idea to have a map, a physical map, put your phone, your GPS in the glove compartment?
You know what? I thought about this idea. Now, why? Me and Chris talked about this when we went to go get tire fixed the other day. Why does all these tour companies, when they rent a vehicle, when they plug in Bryce Canyon, or Bryce Canyon Airport, or Bryce Canyon Inn,
or Page?
It's not the tour company.
Why does it always send you this way?
It's not the tour company. It's bigger than we could ever change, because it's put out there. Whoever makes the GPS coordinates and the routing for the whole country, and some thought that was a good idea.
Now hold on. Let me challenge you that. I was going to plug that coordinates into my truck while I was in town to see where it sent me as a tourist coming through. Okay. I forgot to until I pulled into Johnson's Canyon. Okay, that should be a dead ringer. Now, where's it going to send me? If I'm sending in Johnson Canyon, and I type in Bryce Canyon on my GPS, guess where it sent me?
Where?
Back to Canab and up 89A.
And it just depends on what system it's on.
I have
2 years old.
Yeah, which depends on who made that original.
But I live in the mountain canyon, and what happens is I constantly, and it's getting worse, I'll see people pulled off on coming into our subdivision, and they're always looking at the map. They're always looking at the map. They're always looking at something, and until I know they're lost. So then I have to whip around and go, okay, where are you trying to get to?
Well, I think it's
it is not. Because every single time
it's a conspiracy, because they want to they pay for that damage waiver on their vehicle for whatever they break down. And when we went to town the other day, I'm telling you what, it was as dark as midnight behind us in the canyon, and here's all these cars coming up the canyon. I stopped, I put my flashers on, my strobes on my truck, and I stopped every one of the vehicles and said, get out of there. You don't, you know.
You're going the wrong way.
There you go.
But the thing is that we had a map, which a physical map showing Page, Bryce, and the actual road, and here you are in a big circle. And probably under a cover, because it's going to fade really fast.
Right.
At least that would be helpful. And part of the reason is because he stopped, and it took, you know, just spent probably 50 minutes talking to him here.
Yeah.
And that's great PR. And Jeff was trying to get something in Congress.
Yeah.
That's why I bring this up. And that's,
maybe we need to talk to the highway, or King County, and have them put a sign at Mount Johnson Canyon. This is not the road. Because that would stop
the problem. It is, but it's a problem. You can get to Bryce Mount Johnson Canyon, so
you can't be there unless you come through here.
You have to come through here and go to Cannonsville.
Right, that'll be in parentheses. Anyway, that would be my suggestion. The other thing, speaking about the entrance, we have on our property on Lot 2 a big, huge pinyon pine tree. And we have had, there were two, there were twins, and we've just lost one of them. And I've always thought, if we ever lose it, because they're leaning, both of those big ones are leaning. And these are, I think it's laying on the ground, and it's the base of the trunk is probably 5 feet.
Wow.
And I walked as much of it as I could, and it's probably 120 feet long.
Wow.
So my suggestion is, if my parents allow us to do it, is to use it to put an entrance in over here, a big trunk that is the same with the thing.
Nice.
And there's enough in that one tree to do a fabulous, big, huge trunk across the top, and do something a little bit more substantial than the tree green grass thing, although that's been great. It'll be a little wimpy after you put the big one on.
But you know, and that sign, Deer Springs Ranch, does illuminate at night when you have headlights in it. So we need to have that incorporated somewhere there, because then you can really see it.
Yeah, Okay.
But, yeah.
I thought I'd throw that out there. I have a 4 foot bar on my tank and it's not long enough to go through that.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, it'll be a project getting it cut up now.
You'd be concerned about putting something over here, would you? I have some good pictures from two different contractors on gates.
Yes.
But if the cattle truck comes in,
well, just have to be high enough for a cattle truck to bring.
Yeah, 15. And
we're 20 feet of tree that's enough there.
Oh, yeah.
Take it as
big
as we want.
Take it
as
60 feet. Yeah. There you go. Put a vacancy sign up there, too. Well, I'm going to need a vacancy sign on that one. Okay, that's it for the cabin maintenance. Now, I want to throw something in on cabin maintenance. Yesterday I had, and there's been a big need for, we've talked about paint forever. Regardless of whatever decisions are made a little later on today, Chris Church would like the opportunity to, he's walked on the cabin about painting the exterior on all of them. And he'd be willing to start pretty much right away. He has, do you have a number ready?
Yeah.
Okay, he's come up with a number that whether it's cabin one or cabin number nine, a one figure for each cabin.
Some need a little bit more work than others. You know, I'm going to spend more time on some, but it'll average out for me, so I've come up with one single number.
And I told him I'd rather do it that way because...
Sure.
That way.
But I'd also like to be able to do all cabins. I don't want to.
This is
a major cabin, and then you guys decide, well, we don't want to do the rest. So it's going to work out better for me and you.
Yeah. And I told them I'd like
to. I want to be able to do all the cabins. I mean, one or two.
Start at cabin number one and then work his way down the list, one through. But we looked at one through nine. I didn't really have him pay attention to cabin number 10. Or anything here, but I haven't looked at numbers for that.
So, did your number include like 1, 2, 3, 4, or the garden cabin too?
No,
the number is the number that you got. Okay, if you look at this cabin right here, I would also repair. You know, see this wood that's there's some trim on cabin one. I believe it looks almost like somebody shot it. It's just where the screws have come out. So you put this trim back on several times. I would replace trim like that. Repair, you know, the smaller repairs as far as mold.
But no, my question was, are you talking like all the cabins, the garden cabins?
We looked at the nine up there. He did not look at garden cabins.
So is that in the number or not?
That was what I had him do is I said we'd supply the material if he gave us a labor price for each cabin.
Awesome.
And like I said, we look at cabin 9 or 10 down here, which are a lot smaller than cabin 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to start on cabin number 1 and say somebody else could do this one for partial the price or whatever the thing is, because he wanted to get a one thing, one unit price per cabin, and I thought that would be fair.
He was saying, I think, what I was understanding, you were saying that you were going to give us one price for all of the cabins.
No, for each
one.
For each
one.
Does that unit price going to be $400 for labor? And you guys provide the material.
Do we still have a good price breakdown?
Oh, we just looked at that.
Yeah,
so $400 per cabin. $400 per cabin.
For labor.
Lovely.
And we just buy the paint.
All right.
What to do?
What is your time frame for completion, assuming
I guess that'd also be considered weather permitting because we are in monsoon season. How's that sound over there, Dave?
I think it's a lovely deal. I'm sure. I think we can pull that in the budget that we have. Oh yeah, I guess we're buying a deal too.
Can't we? I'm going to estimate a price on the paint. I just got some paint down in Las Vegas and I purchased 5 gallons of exterior paint for a deck.
I can probably get through my commercial accounts. I can get like 5% or 10% off or whatever, and I can get different things. And I can
estimated 10 to 15 gallons on some of the
dry ones. So I was thinking we buy
I'd like to stick with like the same general brown that's on there. It kind of blends in. Majority of them are all that color now. Huh?
Separate color for the trim.
And a separate color for the trim. Is to get them all painted up. And that way, if we're going with one paint scheme, and if we say I go by, well, we can come up with, you know, whatever, 20 or 30 of those 5-gallon buckets and haul them out here, and he's going, we can see that some are maybe taking up a little bit more than others, and then at that point, we can stick with some more because it's the same color, and we can stick with that.
The Walmart paint, I'm telling you, is almost as good as the Sherwin. I mean, I would say it's just good. If you get that good paint that they've got, it lasts as good and sometimes better.
Another thing you can do, even there. You can watch for sales. I'm sure it lasts. The same kind of, I've seen this jacket, I personally seen it at Home Depot, and they're going to say sure it lasts on the sale, and I think the same thing for $86.
Yeah, we have
to paint that. If you shop around a bit, look at Sherwin's, okay, Home Depot, Lowe's.
I'll be in Phoenix on Monday if anybody. That, I don't know if that helps.
But on average, it's going to be $120 for 5 gallons. That's
so we're talking about $68.40 to do all the chatting, including the material, including the.
So, okay, just from a financial point, I have a great deal. That'll probably take us, after doing the analysis last month, that'll eat up all the extras up to that point, so just so we're aware. So all those extra funds. Yeah, I'll have to
We've had on it.
That's true, we had.
Some years.
It would be worth it.
You're right.
If you guys don't do this, they're gonna
get worse.
Yeah, you're right, because we had the painting in there twice for $5,000 two times, so that'll cover that. Yeah. Okay.
Let's put it in there. It goes a little over the budget, but I think it needs to be.
Yeah, I think we can make it work. But we just have to be careful from here on forward.
Yeah, I made the motion, Dale
seconded it.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right.
You got a job, and it's kind
of nice. You have a paintbrush in that back pocket of yours.
I'll take a wire brush and
scraper handle. Okay. All right.
Coordinate this with the people in the cabins and not in the cabins. You know what he's painting?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Is there something to throw out there too, real quick? Is there we got Chris a schedule. If we knew who's in cabins and when they're going to be in cabins, which there again we don't.
Nobody else has.
Yeah, I got one other.
Going back to that item, I would like to insist
that
you, if you want to have that coach.
I agree.
Or we change secretaries.
I agree.
Pretty stiff.
Yes.
After 5 months, fooling around. That one letter that came in from Brock Bank or somebody that complained that people in cabin one and cabin three were out of line and whatever they were doing. I'd like to know who they were.
He sent an email back to that response and told who they were.
I never saw that.
I got that.
I got it.
Yep. Now read those emails.
We need to know. Yeah. The board should have that right to that.
I disagree with that, with what was just brought up. Just making a note of it.
Okay.
That's fine.
I think that's pretty extreme for...
It's false. It's the way I look at the board of financial coordination. We're getting flack. We're getting pressure.
I don't think so. It's a privacy issue. It has nothing to do with Linda herself personally.
I talked to Brock Banks about it, and they said they have no problem in sharing that information. And they as a whole.
Oh, that's one to be on our annual.
And that will be on the annual form, and that's what we're waiting for, Dale.
That in there saying.
Yes, that is already.
Does not want their information shared.
You can put that in the flyer.
It's already in there. It's already planned.
They are here.
It's going to be included on the ballot if they want their name released. to the board or not, and that's how
we need to be able to know who's there for other reasons.
You know, if I want to call and find out if the Clarkson stayed in cabin number 3, I want to know. I want to know as a president, how was their manager's presentation to you? How was the cleanliness? If I want to take an option to do so,
call Linda and ask her.
No, I want to be able to call her.
I disagree. Actually, you know, it's up to the members on that.
Are we
going to
do it or are we not?
We're
going to
do it.
We already made that decision last meeting, and we already have a plan in place.
Well, I still don't have that information after a month.
No, because it has to be put out to the membership in the ballot letter. No. That's what we all decided last month. We're going to change our minds again. That's what it was decided.
Yeah, we did. You go to a hotel and you check in. The manager is going to know who's there, period, and going to have access to the credit card or not. I don't know. But
that's not
an ad. But the manager is going to know who's there, who is.
Right. They're not going to have the credit card information, which is right now.
Credit card information, what does it matter? They're not going to run it. If you're going to run it, all of your money's going to have to come
back. Yes, go ahead, Steve.
As a general manager of a hotel, and I've done that before, the police require you to know who's in what room in case there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's not a privacy issue, it's so that these people can be contacted. And so you know how to get a hold of somebody when, and you know where to go.
Yes.
In a hotel, you know how you call them, but here you'd have to go
That's the thing. That's what's the thing. And Linda is where today? Can we get a hold of her right now? In case of an emergency. So there we go. We have seven people on the board.
Until the privacy issue here is the credit card information. It's in the form. No, until they figure out how to separate it out, and maybe, you know, we talked about that before. I don't know why it hasn't been done or why it hasn't been, but if that can be done, then there shouldn't be an issue with it.
I use the same reservation system for the Clarkson's townhomes, and after the reservation is made, the credit card information is delivered.
It's
but we don't know if ours is or not.
Yes, it is. I know it is.
Have we seen the credit card information and you're opening the program up for anyone?
The password?
Yeah, they are working with the web host, the web designer, to help change that. They were working with the host, the webmaster, to fix that, but it hadn't been fixed yet. I don't know.
If they give us access, it might work a little faster.
I still
don't. Are you a web designer? Can you do that?
Yeah, it might work faster.
I don't think it's an issue anyway, whether
or not we have access to the credit card information. That's a whole...
And you don't. I'm telling you. Nobody will believe
your system's different, Patsy. They're all different. They're all different.
Those two systems are the same.
It was the same designer that worked both of them.
The DSROA system and our townhome system.
When they're in ours, that's right. They show it in ours.
You can't see because you don't know.
And we all sat here last month and listened to a member tell us exactly why he doesn't want even his name out there. We all sat there and listened. I don't know if the board paid attention, like you mentioned before, but...
It's wonderful whether they want it out there or not. Like we just heard, we're required to have it if we're a hotel manager.
So, we have access to that almost like 100% of the time, 99.9% of the time. Linda has access to it, yeah.
Why
don't you just pick up the phone and call her?
No.
So one weekend out of the year, we can't call her?
Okay, we're done with that.
And it can go on the record. If you
mess
with
anybody, you want to
change
something. I agree. Oh, my God. Kind of the doctor's camp, the filter, you know, the filter's camp, and stuff like that. That would be good information to have. Say I plan to work on cabin 2, and you adopted members for that family, they wouldn't want to stay in another cabin. So I would
feel
change.
Yeah. No, he'd like to see if he could. That's why I was just going to say, if we know who's staying and what, maybe if Clarkson's only going to be there for half of their vacations, per se, and the cabin's going to be vacant, can he just move into that area while he's doing that, move into one of the cabins so he don't have to transport from our place clear out there and lose an hour or two every day?
I'd like to know. I mean, I really told Linda we'd only, because she had a request from other family from Texas to come in for a reunion. Our family, even though I reserved all the cabins,
We're entitled to 2 weeks in each cabin, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to use that. So I said, go ahead and release it, you know, back out. But I would like to know, in the between time, I've got kids that live out of the area that said, Mom, we'd like to stay the whole week. Well, I don't know whether they can or not. I don't know if she's committed it or not, because the website, you go on and look, and
it's
you can't tell. Well, I don't know.
Unavailable or available.
You'll have to call Linda and find out.
But if she released it, but do we know if Linda actually...
If she's told to release it, she releases it, so we'll stay on there.
I'll come in on the weekend, Friday and Saturday, but it shows that the cabins wouldn't be used that entire week.
Mm-hmm. I don't think us having the background information is going to change that at all. If she hasn't updated it, it's not going to matter who has access to it or not. It hasn't been updated.
Okay, but that's not the issue. I'm talking about. I'm only going to be here for 2 days, and 5 more days are available. Then that could be used for Chris.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought she did that now.
Okay, so we're going to say...
I thought she would release them on the calendar.
The ones that,
that are off.
I mean, they should be empty when you shoot them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I guess in all fairness, too, his month time zone is going to actually have to be floatable and living around with enough people are going to stay in them or not, too.
Well, we need to know that schedule.
I guess that's in all fairness. I mean, Chris is great in staying a month to do this, but let's be realistic here. Then you can't touch that. So, yeah, that's... We need to, you know...
Why don't we just hold him to the month?
Well, yeah. We're progressing on this little thing.
We need to get Linda, and he just needs to...
I know the type of work he's going to do, and I know how hard he's going to work it.
Yeah. Where you go, by the schedule. I mean, that should be pretty simple. That hurts.
So we're going to use the uniform brown, right?
Yeah.
The same like that.
There's a up on the upper cabin. Some of them have an off trim, a lighter color, but I think I'd rather go with Dave's forest green on the. He's doing all the roof.
Oh, that's
like the one right behind you.
Like that one there. Yeah.
Any objections on going that for the paint scheme?
Well, okay, if the roof is green, we might as well use green. I like my pink.
Your stain looks pretty good up there, too. Your stain was pretty dry a couple weeks ago when I looked at it.
Can I ask Dale, if we're talking about prices and stuff, what is that? Because that's stain, not paint.
That's
stain.
Yeah,
$100 per 5 gallons.
It's comparable.
All right. And then, so that deal settled on that.
Okay.
Let's move into Jody, public legal.
Okay, are you going to make a vote on that?
What?
Dale made the motion.
Dale made the motion.
Released
yeah.
That.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm opposed.
Noted.
Getting
the numbers from Linda. Well, there was a motion there. That
there was
an
added motion.
There was an added motion.
It's really going to be hard living without a secretary, dudes. Especially that knows what's going on.
We'll comment. Jody.
Nothing new to report.
Nothing new. Branch communications, right.
That's a new report, but after the meeting, over, I would want to walk through the house, continue the house, explore their hardware, and we're
going to go. Vance was supposed to be here this week.
He's coming in today. He'll be going through it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You guys can get together on that.
You can get together with him on that one. Okay. Mary Schreiber's request of moving on, then Mary Schreiber's request about the drill rig is still in...
Still there.
For him, he's saying,
plant flowers on top of the mast.
It's something, make it pretty.
In public, it's not really the public thing, it's on private property. It's on your lot. It's on my lot.
Yeah, it's on the lot.
Well, what business is it of Mary?
It's an eyesore, that's it.
I don't care.
It tells me where to turn.
I'm going to flag at the top of it. Mary also complained that we put 2-inch PVC pipes on corners, and she wanted us to remove those off the corners, so she did not need to look at the a white PVC pipe.
Maybe we could put colored glasses on and she can't see it.
That's pretty tricky.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not joking about it. You know, he definitely okay. doesn't. And then on private property, I'm not white. Okay, sorry.
Get lost with that.
Yeah.
Okay, the item number 14A, I took care of that. I closed that off. I fenced that off. Item B, I did.
Wait. I've got to get back where we're at. What number are you on?
14A and B, I performed those duties with Chris. The update on Wingate people, I thought we'd talked about that. Linda was took a map to the office because the CEO was on vacation. I also, I'm going to throw the words map. I got this from the thing last time. I think that every board member should have one of these particular maps.
I do too.
I make a motion that we tell Vance to get seven of these copies. Well, I got one now.
Well, are you talking about at no charge, or we all borrow?
I think the association, I think we should have, as a board members, should have these.
Well, I think we should buy them.
How much are they?
I think I bought mine for $10. $5, $10. It's like, you know, he's making them, he's laminating, it costs him money.
I know, it does cost him.
So it costs him money.
And he'll make, but we still need to have them, so.
Is it that big deal that the
yeah.
I volunteered to be a board member, and I just gave them tools that I need for the job.
Oh.
It's not that big of a deal.
When we put ourselves in there, that's why I'm saying we should pay for it, because it's not that big of a deal. And when we're board members, we expect to have to put some time and effort, and sometimes it means dollars in, and we all do.
Find out what it is. He never gave us a number.
No, and he was going to print some more too, because I think right now they're
going to bring him up. Maybe he'll bring him today, because we asked him at the last meeting. Yeah. He said he would, so maybe he will bring some. If we have to go down to town and laminate him, then we'll do whatever.
Yes,
but,
let me bring up a real sore spot. I didn't get the letter, but Mark read it to me on his machine that Jody thought that some of us should be taken off the board because we were not working hard enough. I don't know why. I didn't get a copy of that letter. I wouldn't have known anything about it if you hadn't read it to me. And I think things like this is causing a lot of contention in the board.
Okay, let's talk about that, Dale. And not meaning to interrupt you, but you brought up earlier today that during the executive session that you don't think Linda and myself have the qualifications to be running liaison or interference or negotiations with the ranch manager and the rest of the place. But you know what, Dale? And I'm going to have a real issue with this, too, because when I'm up in Pennsylvania, and I'm up there for a funeral, and I'm up there for a family get-together, why is the responsibility falling on me to do this? If you would have had input then, Lynn and I wouldn't have to do it. So.
Part of the reason on that, Jody, and some of the board members and others say, Dale, if you say white, Jody's going to say black. And so therefore, I've been very silent the last
year. You've been extremely silent for the last year.
And I'm going to stay silent because I don't want to be argumentative.
Well, it's just not helping, though, Dale.
That's right. So you're hiding the change.
Or we need to get to a mutual agreement on something.
Whatever it is, but it's the same thing.
But you can't sit there and say that why I'm arguing about that is when you're coming up saying, if nobody else is going to help do it, then we're going to do it. And if we can't get help from you, why are you here? If we can't get input from the board to help with these things, why are we here?
I may be working in other areas.
Oh, and I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that, Dale.
Board members were elected to do a job. Most of them are working about as hard as they can. We can all do more.
We can all do more.
For us to pick each other's voices, I like seeing a vote, and you have the right to vote negative on everything.
Of course.
That's okay. And you say you represent the majority.
I never said I represent the majority, Dale. You said that. You're just getting into whining now.
And so,
I think we move on.
I didn't get the letter.
I don't even know why that was brought up now.
What she said, and who she wanted to resign their position because they were not working.
If you don't want to spend the time on the board, you should never put yourself on the board. And we know the board requires more than just coming to these meetings. We should all know that. And I think plenty of people here have put in that time. And I will never tell you, you need to get out and get a shovel, Dale. You have done so much work on this ranch, and it's appreciated. But I think when those times come up that are critical, we need input from everybody.
But we also need leadership, and this would go to whoever's in position, whether it's Mark or Kirk or whoever it is, and you end up being the de facto president because no one else does it.
Exactly.
And then that also leads to the confusion as to, I mean, we volunteer to do things, but then we go back to the time when Mark was not receiving, Mark was not receiving an email, maybe, were you receiving it? But he was completely out of the loop, and there was a flurry of emails going back and forth. And then some of you realize, fans realize, you weren't
in on right.
But it to me, it should be coming from someone and maybe delegating, or if the volunteer fast enough, it's done that way.
Yeah.
Dale being ranch manager is going to be very specific on site. He's going to be able to direct the traffic, I think, a lot more, which will help with issues. But I also appreciate the fact that he doesn't get into the fray a lot of the time because it ends up becoming very contentious. And that's it's a good thing that he just chooses not to, because really a lot of the day-to-day stuff, one person should be handling, whether it's you from Pennsylvania, unfortunately, or him, because he can be actively and authorized also to handle things. It's going to resolve a lot of that conflict that we have. Because stuff
Let's hope so, because that's the way it should work.
I agree, and so you won't have to do it because somebody else is going to be assigned.
And I'm just wondering now, because it's brought up, I was going to wait until after this is over, but since it's brought up, are you going to be on it, Dale, when the crisis comes up? Are you going to be on it? Are you going to respond to emails? Are you going to let us know what's going on? Because we have not got that. Okay.
Now, excuse me, what was that last statement?
As long as we don't take away the new ranch managers, so they leave again.
Are these leaving away because I've been picking at them?
No, and I wouldn't consider this group.
I have not communicated with them at all because of that reason.
No, I'm not referring to them.
I did not pick at Paul either.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No.
I'm sorry, I sat here and listened to it a lot.
Oh, sure. He talked about things that he was not doing.
This needs to be moved after.
Move on.
Needs to be moved after. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Officially open it in this meeting for Dale being a ranch manager.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I didn't know if we needed to do it in this meeting or if we just do it.
No.
Okay, so it's not a heated session, but it's a point either way.
Are we finished? Can I wrap up with Jeff and Evie?
Yes. Is there anything else needs to be about? Anything else from the membership out here? Go ahead.
Do we still have ranch managers, or are they still here, or what?
That's what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
They will report.
They're relieved, and both since the word, they've been relieved of their duties, and also they're relieved of their duties.
Does that answer your question there?
No, he doesn't talk a lot enough. I can't hear him.
I went and talked to them after our executive session, told them that their 90-day trial period has come to an end, and that they're not going to continue, and they're okay with that. Asking if they wanted to come and talk to the board, and they weren't sure. And I said, well, you've got some time to think about it, and we'll be wrapping up at 10:30-ish, and so I'm trying to get back up and talk to them. They had questions about staying in the cabin if it's available until the Clarksons are here and need it.
Which is Friday,
a week from yesterday.
Well, it's upcoming Friday.
Yeah, right.
And so they, just in the transition, they wanted to know if they could use the ranch truck to move their thing. So I told them, of course, we'll be as accommodating as possible, but they were free to go as soon as they could.
Which ranch truck do they want to use, and where do they want to use it to?
They want to move stuff from here to Canal.
I would think that would be fine.
Yeah. So,
this is all me.
insurance, right?
That was basically it. Compensating him for the floor. They have a lot of hours into the ranch house in addition to what they were paid for. So I said, you know, it's up to you to bring it up. It's already been, we've already discussed this, and the answers already know, but you're certainly welcome to bring it up again. So I don't know if they're going to come down, because Jeff said it'd be easier for us to send an email. And in their defense and in their behalf, they have sent a fabulous report of things that they've accomplished this week, made as far as things that they were able to do and get done. What that's worth, and it's your not to rub salt in the wounds, but they were able to accomplish quite a bit.
Since they were on a 90-day trial, we're not obligated to pay any unemployment.
I
don't think we ever discussed with them that they were on the
we talked about that during the hiring process to reevaluate 790 and see where we're going from there.
They've been here almost 90 days.
In Vegas, if you're 90 days, if you meet your probation, the state will always honor you lose every time. Because the state doesn't want to pay. They want you to pay.
Yeah, the state actually denies talking about it.
I know a lot of businessmen in Vegas, and they lose every single case.
No, I actually won. I've won so many, it's just unreal.
Yeah, I got it.
And I'm Vegas.
Well, I mean, I'm talking with dealerships, you know, the Chryslers and the big dealerships. They lose every, they hire a lawyer and they lose every case.
Okay, well, anyway, they understand that they're on the way, and I'll go up and talk to them again.
No, that they felt like they were relieved, because there's been a lot of, they've been having some issues, so. I think they've been doubting whether or not they're supposed to be here, so.
Okay.
Anything else?
And moving forward, when we do the new rehire, I hope we learn from our experience. For worse, we're here, but let's not be here again in 90 days. Let's not be here in 6 months.
Exactly.
If anything, our mandate is to get someone in in the next 30 days by the annual meeting and be settled with our new people, both the managers and the help that we'll have, so that we don't repeat the same mistake. Having a manager, having one go-to person that's on site, is going to make a huge difference, because their grievance is, we were given the ranch and some guidelines, but we really didn't know what the priorities were.
This will be highly important. So you guys know in the interim what we were just talking about there, Dale's volunteered to do just like an on-site general manager to help direct the new people we bring in, the new managers, to help give them guidance and keep pointed in the right direction.
You're sure one master.
Yeah, and going back to Brayton and going back even before that, when stuff gets bounced off different members of the board, and there isn't that real focus from one person, someone to channel their whatever through, and both ways, where they need to know what the expectations are, and the board needs to channel it to a manager also, so that we're not sending them seven different directions. I think that will help and make a difference. If that would have happened 90 days ago, this today would have been a lot different.
Comment. I heard through the mill that Dale had an idea, and I don't want anybody here dying of a heart attack. I'm going to agree with Dale's idea.
I am having a heart attack.
And the only place where we go here, but I want this to be considered as an option for us. Okay, so right now we have a couple people. We have, I think we talked about you guys, maybe, and we had, I forget who we talked about before. And there's also one of the applicants, Parrish. that is looking to, that would come back in. We interviewed them over the phone. They were in vacation. But I think Gail had an idea, and I was enlightened to it as of yesterday, and I think it's probably a really good idea.
I guess.
About maybe doing a tenth person to fill out the rest of the season.
See how it goes.
No, with the understanding that they would not be permanent. A tenth person would come in and do the job, hire out to do the other jobs that we need to get done that they can't get done because we know it's too huge for two people. And then when winter comes, start our interview process again, or the ones that want to do it, and make them come out here for 3 days during the wintertime and get a tour of everything and see what's going on so they know what it's going to be like in the thick of it. We have time in this time to get our job description perfected and our job outline perfected and then make the hire so they're ready to go by, you know, do this in like late February so that the new people are ready to go by the spring. Now, was that the rest of your idea?
Well, no. The concern was if the present managers are released, does everything fall through the cracks?
Yeah.
I just said, no, I think there's temporary, there are people available that would continue on, whether it's on a permanent basis or a temporary basis. There are people wanting to come and go to work. And so they may be considered temporary. That was mainly to put the board at ease.
Yeah,
if one of them walks off, does somebody come in and steal everything? No, there are people who could temporarily come out and help, and there are half a dozen. The correspondent said that acted like I was kind of keeping a secret. I don't know how many people there are that would come out temporarily and help Deer Springs.
Well, hire them. We temporarily hire them.
Temporary hire, but they may actually be permanent.
Could work out that way, but it's something it would give us a chance to
could we leave this meeting and go to executive
Okay,
so we've never got there yet.
Okay.
So let's suggest we adjourn and open to executive. Can we do that?
I'm also going to adjourn. And at the same time during that executive there's a couple of people here that the board would like to meet with.
Well, I'm curious to know if Joe has any input to that you and your wife were here and attending the meeting. If you had any suggestion or wanted input, or if the members who are here wanted to, if you have any questions of
them. That's good, yes.
I'd make a suggestion that we make the probation 6 months. I don't think 90 days is enough to evaluate somebody for this massive amount of work that needs to be done.
They won't even know where the front gate is.
They don't even know that. That should be 6 months. That gives us a little more time in case we do have to let them go. We don't have to pay.
Well, and at the same time, with them, that's part of their argument right now is we only gave them 90 months and they're barely 90 days and we're barely...
They haven't even seen half the lots in 90 days.
But, no. But I think if we start with the premise that someone a temporary hire until further notice, and if we give them a 30-day evaluation, a 90-day evaluation, somewhere along the line we're going to determine this is working.
It's not working. It doesn't work. You've got a personality fit or it doesn't. This is the only difference.
But if we're stuck we would have let them go another 3 months, and they agree, and we agree that there's probably not the right fit anyway. And they wouldn't be 6 months from now.
They're wonderful people, they're just not the right people.
And they continue to be, because their arguments are continuing to be the same, and so on. We would have been here 2 years from now. We would have been in the same spot 2 years from now. It would have been a very difficult 2 years. Anyway, that's my suggestion. Is that it's a trial period right from the beginning.
And we can reevaluate them for pay as far as 30, 60, and 90, right. But I think if we say 6 months is the maximum probation, because if we do terminate them at 4 months, and if we tell them it's 90, then we have to pay them severance pay or whatever you call it until we find somebody else, or they can collect unemployment for 6 months to a year.
The other question, we've gone from a seasonal manager to a year-round manager because the managers want to stay here year-round, but they weren't necessarily hired stick around through the winter months when a lot doesn't get accomplished.
Yeah.
Basically, they're just here.
Yeah.
So that's something else going with what Dale said is, we've got a heavy season, and then those other months, do we really have to keep on the payroll? Like a school teacher where you just spread out your pay throughout the year, but you're only working 9 months.
Yeah. Well, I think it should be completely year-round, because I think there's a lot that can be done during the winter months.
Oh, security that we have someone here.
Right.
Is there a lot that could be done during the winter months? Or
yes, there could have been a lot of tractor work done this last winter.
And even especially for Mark, when the frost.
Yeah, like the meadow. We need to get back on the meadow after the ground's frozen.
And you might have a tough time attracting talented people that would be able to do the job that it's only going to be seasonal.
Yeah.
And the part where you're worried about the unemployment side is you bring them in with your seasonal help. Your job ends at the end of the season. You're on a 60-day probation period. And that way, even if we know we don't like him in the 60 days, he's gone then. And if it takes longer for us to find out we dislike him, he's gone at the end of the season. And if we like him, then the board has to come to a decision and says, yes, we're going to hire him through the winter and permanent. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of a way to get past the retirement seasonal with a 60-day or 90-day probation.
You
let him go in a year. You don't know in the first 30 or 90 days? Let them ride the season out.
There's also a lot of inside work you can do during the winter.
Oh, there's a ton of stuff.
There's organizing the tattoos. Yeah, he may have several days down because of snow. But it's like a little teacher. He just...
Well, and they don't want to have to move in and move out if you're going to see them for some days there all the time. You aren't going to keep moving in and out now with different people. That makes it unstable here. Because you don't know where everything wants to operate at that point.
Anything else, Joe, Robert? Anything you missed?
Other than one person should give the instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
And it shouldn't say, let's say it's Dale. Dale shouldn't say, Mark, you do this for me today. That shouldn't happen because it gets confusing again. It's going to have to be one person.
Yeah, that's what we decided. We're going to make one. So there is some control.
Real consistency to that.
Consistency, good terminology.
And then at the meeting, the manager, that's what we're going to call you guys, would report to the board what's been done, what the board's priorities are, what needs to be done. So there will be a balance and check here, and that way there will be some accountability. What is actually being done, and what do you consider important?
And along those same lines, it needs to be important, and I think it should be in the notes and in the minute. Dale still reports to the board. This isn't Dale just
right.
He's not the dog that's going to wag the tail. It isn't that way.
It's an agenda by the board.
That was one of Jeff's complaints, that Mark follows Dale's orders. And I said, I stopped him. And I said, that's not true. Told that Dale were more of a leader and let us know what he wants and give some directions, but in fact it's just the opposite, where he doesn't jump in, Jody, and a lot of these things, and he lets it happen because we're handling it. But Jeff, I think, repeating what he's heard, where Dale's the one that's got a man.
Dale didn't show me any of these things here I brought up,
Well, and that's another thing. I've been assured that all of you guys are my puppets. And as a result, I have not even communicated with you. Because you're not my puppet.
So anything the opposite.
So the criticism of two or three people have caused me to be almost...
But I think we're going to work past that. I think we're going to get past that.
Yeah.
I think we will. I think we're on track.
I've got one more thing about the managers. I've been coming here for 30 years.
Yes, you have.
And probably 80% of the time, you go into that house right there, there's not even a place to put a cup of coffee down in so many. That should stop. Whoever the manager is should stop. I mean, I bring people up to show them the ranch. I'm embarrassed to go in there and say this is part of the ranch, but it's so filthy. I mean, dishes and laundry. You can only put a cup of coffee down on the floor if you're lucky.
So I think that should be a priority.
So that should be...
To make sure, and even though that's where they're living,
the ranch should be a
showpiece. It should be a showpiece. Yeah. I mean, at least the entry. You want to leave your bedroom that way and your...
Close the door.
Close the door.
I don't know if you guys have been in there yet, but we designated one whole room to the office.
place right here, there's a dirty dish in the sink in this.
What? That's not bad.
but like Chris has just said, he said, you know, this would be...
It should be a show. The whole rant, especially the cabins where these people are staying, you should have a walk into it, and it should be, this is a nice place. This is where I want to stay. This is where I want to bring my family.
Well, you know, a lot of places anymore, if you rent a house or an apartment, whatever, they have the right... The manager, not just outside, make sure everything's working, everything's clean, and if you don't keep it up, then you're charged a certain amount of money.
Yeah. And that could even be grounds for termination.
Yeah. Well, that's...
talk about maybe putting swinging doors or something from the kitchen area so that we have privacy for the... Because they can do when people want to live however.
Yeah, anywhere they want.
We're not going to stop them from
living. I disagree with that. I complained to the board that I went upstairs to make a phone call, and the big black dog was laying in the middle of the bed, and the filth of that place, and we were feeding the public. We were saying, hey, we're cooking food over here, and we reported to the board continually that Paul and Nancy were not representing us properly. Oh, we love them and their food is good. Well, the board needs to listen to some of these things, and the ranch house does show what the group of us should represent. And to have it filthy and unorganized as far as the rest of the yard, I think it's time we act more professional.
I think that should be part of the priority of managing and making sure it is appropriately taken care of. Because what happens when it isn't, you all have to go in there and redo everything again. And I mean, not just a little bit, lots.
Well, there's some hard decisions. I was very upset that they had 5 or 6 dogs, and the first time you come in, well, they were all over you. I disagree with that kind of, and the board should have had the backbone to say, dogs have got to go, or most of the dogs have got to go.
I didn't realize that was there.
Yeah, I think they had 5 or 6 dogs, and other people wanted to get rid of their dogs, so they'd bring it here, and we allowed our manager to take care of that much. Now, there's a bunch of cats here, and some cats are good. I remember coming out here one time, and the kids were all playing with the little baby cats, and they were all... I thought we should get rid of them, but the kids convinced me that they wanted to have those little cats, and that's okay.
There's a few girls here this whole last week, and Chris's girls, one of them came up here, and they just played the heck with these cats, and they just enjoyed. They chased every one of them.
And one of these cats got a rat,
Nanny is not good.
All right. Well, let's...
Oh.
Motion to adjourn this.
I did that already.